Today's victory, very, very pleased with our performance from our football team. Just want to give a special thanks to our alumni for coming back today for our opener. The crowd was excellent. Lambeau Field was awesome, as it always is. So we got off to a good start, offensively very productive, defensively really set the tempo there, keeping Washington out of the end zone. And I thought our special teams, particularly early with our coverage units, gave us favorable field position. So I feel good about the start, even more excited about what lies ahead. We've had 2 weeks now. We've been able to put a lot of production on the field, but the reality is we still have a lot to grow from. It's normal in the first quarter of a season. It's no different for us this year, and that will be our approach as we come in here Monday, tomorrow, to correct the video. But good performance against a very, very good football team, excellent coach football team. Coach Shanahan has done it for a long time in this league, so we feel pretty good about ourselves after today.
Mike, in terms of big-time performances by Aaron, where would you put this one? 480 yards,
tied his
franchise record.
I don't know. Aaron spoils. He spoils you. He makes it look easy. He was on point all day. I thought the communication, just all the little things were just went right. So, but he did a great job distributing the football, and I thought our perimeter did an outstanding job breaking tackles, extending plays, and generating a lot of big plays.
How important was it to have Finley, Jordan, James, everyone, Randall, catching passes from all different angles?
Well, that's the design. I mean, that's the way you prefer to. And you know, we want to be 70-plus plays in a football game. We were well on our way to that early into the third quarter. I kind of took my foot off the gas there. And then we had some injuries to kind of change some things up in the fourth quarter. But I was very pleased with the way the ball was spread around.
Mike, I'm sure you don't ever take the quarterback for granted, but it is kind of easy to be spoiled by him. Is it good to have games like this where you're reminded just how good you have it with him?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Aaron's a special football player, and but he's at the point in his career where he's about making other people better, pulling everybody up. I mean, it's the ultimate team game. The quarterback position, gives you the opportunity, particularly when you have a great one, to lift everybody up. And he definitely did that today.
Was it not until after the game that you realized he was at 480, which was the exact number Matt Flynn had 21 months ago?
Yeah, I don't really. If I didn't know he had 480, I would have known that was the exact number Matt Flynn had. So I'm not that in tune with the numbers. Once in a while, our PR department informs us of those things, that it was not the case today.
So, what prompted you to shift gears, though, on that last drive? Because you had the two runs.
Personnel.
Okay.
Yep. Personnel.
You're not aware of all the stats, but you probably are aware. James Stark's the first 100-yard rusher since 2010. What was it like for him to step in when Lacy went down?
Well, you can't forget about James Stark. I mean, James has been a good football player for us around here, and this has been a real challenge for him, with Eddie Lacy and, Jonathan Franklin coming in. And he's just been a pro, and I think he's had clearly his best training camp. So this is really no surprise. He was just given an opportunity, and he took advantage of it. So I'm very happy for him personally. I'm shocked that someone brought up the run game today.
What's it like breaking that snap? 45 games without a 100-yard rush?
If I didn't do a very good job the last 40-plus games illustrating I really didn't care about it, then I apologize.
Is that where you'd like to be for run-pass balance?
I wasn't done finishing my question.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just going.
I apologize.
No, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry about that. I was going to ask, what we saw today, is that where you'd like to be in terms of run-pass balance? Are you comfortable?
Really, run-pass balance. In the past, you really pay close attention to it. Personally, it's more about the things that you're able to stay in is at the line of scrimmage, particularly clean plays. When you're in no huddle, I'm not looking to try to hurry up and run it 10 times and throw it 10 times. It's really with the ability we have as a quarterback position, and particularly our perimeter. We don't get as caught up in it. But when the opportunity comes and the runner has clean looks, then we expect production, and that's what we had today.
Mike, it was a rough start for the offensive line.
I'm sorry?
It was a rough start for the offensive line real early, and then they cleaned it up real quick. What was
Yeah, we had some things really from a technical and an assignment that wasn't clean early. The one sack was just a flat blown. It was disappointing because it was a big play. It was a shot play. When we started off the drive, I think it was the second or third series. So that's part of the growth that I was talking about in my opening statement. I mean, we didn't do everything right today. There's no doubt about it. You never really do it particularly this early. So, it's no excuse. I mean, we're working, preparing, trying to get that. Practice this week was better than last week. And, our football team has a chance to grow after a fine performance.
What would you say, Mike, about the defense? It was 31-0, and they were dominating the stats, and then the kind of irrelevant action happens, and they lost a lot of the yards and that kind of stuff late in the game. What would you say about the defensive performance?
I agree with your statement. I think it's irrelevant. It was a point made at halftime. Not taking away the production of the opponent, but that was the same game that they were in last week. So it was kind of an emphasis for us to, as far as the 2 minute we have to do a better job as a team putting teams away. So that's one of the things that we'll learn from it. We're still in control of the game in the second half, but yes, I mean, that's why you watch the video. That's why you correct it. And that's why everybody holds each other accountable and you have a chance to get better as a team.
What did you think of the hits by Mayweather on Lacy and on Starks?
The Mayweather, I really didn't have a clean look at the contact with him and Eddie. And then the one on Starks, I mean, it looked like he got himself in a bad position. I don't know what the outcome is. So I'm just hopeful he's okay.
What did you think of James Jones? Shot out last week, 150 yards in the first half.
Well, I mean, James Jones, I think he has proven over time what he's capable of doing. One game doesn't make an opinion of anybody in this league. It just runs for 6 days and you have to get over it. So, JJ's production today is I think JJ had a normal day. I mean, he was on fire. He had the one play down there in the red zone. He's trying to make a play with the football. So, very, very pleased with our whole perimeter.
Did you sense during the week, did you have good practices? Could you feel this coming?
No. Because early season's hard. It is for me personally as a coach. I mean, you're never satisfied, but that's my responsibility. You got to keep pushing the team, pushing the coaching staff, pushing the support staff. So we'll be better this week. I think it's like any team I've been on. You transition out of training camp, and it's not exactly the way you want it. So the energy is incredible. Our guys are working extremely hard. Can't say enough about the players. So there's a different personality to this football team. All teams have a personality and a way about it, and this team has a chance to be really good. And it has a lot of football in front of them, so we need to continue to grow.
Mike, what's your level of concern with the two injuries and the both running backs?
I mean, it's unfortunate. I mean, I really don't have an answer for the injuries. I mean, it's part of our game, so. That's what you do on Mondays. You come in and you try to assess where you are, and you try to build a plan Monday night and Tuesday throughout the day, and hopefully we'll know where we are by Wednesday.
Overall, what can today's win do in terms of confidence for this team?
Well, confidence. Anytime you win, you take a piece of you take a big chunk of confidence and playing Washington playoff team. Last year, so we spent a lot of time studying this football team through the offseason. We knew this was going to be a big challenge today, and. And, we went out and won in a good way. So you definitely feel very good about what you accomplished this week. But the reality is we got another extremely tough game on the road in Cincinnati, and that's really where the coaching staff will shift to tonight.
Mike, one last one. How close was Burnett, and what went into the decision there? Did you work him out beforehand?
He's just not ready. He's just not ready, Jason. I mean, it's Morgan's a tough competitor, and he's just not quite there, and so we've done everything, and we don't want this to be a reoccurring situation, and frankly, I don't know if he'll be ready this week.